In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we just read that our Lord comes and says, "Peace be with you." And the Holy Spirit came down and our Lord at the same time gave the apostles the ministry to go out and forgive sins. Whose sins you will retain, they'll be retained. Whose sins you will forgive, they are forgiven. So this is from the very first, this is from Christ's own time, that confession exists within the church. Confession has taken various forms throughout the centuries, but it's always been there. Now, confession, if I can compare it to a little bit like to flossing your teeth. Why do you floss your teeth? To get rid of all the particles that are in between your teeth and gums so that they'll be clean, to avoid the decay that will come into your teeth, and it'll strengthen your gums so that your teeth will be healthy. Well, we have to floss our soul, so to speak. And that comes through confession. We get rid of all of those particles that create decay. All of the things in our life, our surroundings, our past, our readings, our viewings and things, that cause us to sin. And that's confession. Now, our Lord wants us to confess and to have our sins confessed. There are two ways of confessing. You confess the Lord, just like the Apostle Philip did to the Ethiopian. You confess the Lord, you become baptized. And that is, baptism brings you the forgiveness of all your sins. So that is one form of confession. The other confession, it was understood in the beginning of the church that once you were baptized, you were supposed to lead such a perfect holy life that you would never commit a sin again. They didn't really have the idea that you had to go back to confession. That once you were baptized, that was it. You really were in the Lord. But today, shall we say, Christianity has come down so much that we really do need the confession. Why should people say, why confess to a man? Why not just confess to God? Well, did you notice that our Lord came down as a man on earth? He's divine. They say only God can forgive sins. Jesus was God, but he forgave as the Son of Man. And he transmits this authority that he received from his Father to men to continue the work of the ministry that Jesus had. So that priests today have the same power to forgive sins that Jesus had in his own day as the Son of Man. And that's why it's not really such a mystery. And how can a priest forgive sins if you don't tell him your sins? For him to forgive or to retain, he's got to hear your sins first. And so you have to confess your sins to him that he can forgive them. Most often forgive it. But very rarely will a priest be in such a position that he has to retain. In all my life as a priest, many, many years, there's only once in confession that I have to refuse absolution. Thanks be to God. Christ loves our souls much, much more than we love him. Christ absolutely wants us to be in him. He absolutely wants us to be pure. But we are such finite beings. We are such fallen beings. Scientists today use a comparison between the infinitely great and the infinitely small. The infinitely great, which is the universe, and the infinitely small, which is an atom. Of course, today, there's even smaller than the atom. The scientists have gone even a step further, but let's say the atom. And it's sort of like, what is the difference between a little atom that you can't even see and the whole universe, which is beyond our possibility of seeing everything? And yet, God is the absolute. God is the total. we are just like little atoms compared to God. And that's why should we be ashamed? Who are we not to be able to confess our sins? Who are we to think that, well, I don't want to tell my sins? It's as if you went into a doctor's office, you know, and you tell the secretary there, the receptionist, you know, I got a lump, I've got a big lump. What should I do about it? She said, well, see the doctor. I don't want to show him a big lump like that. Well, you don't show the receptionist. You show the doctor. And the priest is the doctor of your souls. You show him the lumps that you've got. You show him the illnesses that you've got, spiritual. And he will counsel you. He'll forgive you. He'll bring peace to your souls. How often have I seen people come to confession and then walk out of that confessional just radiant with peace and relief and joy? And even the psychiatrists today admit, ever since people stopped going to confession, our business has multiplied 10 times. So many people go to get psychological help because they are not being forgiven for their sins. So even from a psychological point of view, it's very important for us to be able to confess. Christ thirsts so greatly for our souls. He thirsts so much for our souls. When he died on the cross, before he resurrected, what did he do? He went down into hell. He went down into hell to see the people there so he could preach the gospel that he came on earth to preach, so that all beings would be able to hear the gospel, be able to repent, receive forgiveness for their sins, and go up to heaven with Christ. He even went down to hell to get the souls. How much more would he come to us to bring us back to him? We don't think of these things, but God's love for us is beyond all. That's why we say it's infinite love. It is infinite love. Confession of our sins can be a matter of life or death for our soul. You take Adam and Eve, for example. Okay, they committed the sin. They disobeyed God. They ate from the tree that they weren't supposed to eat. Then the Father comes down and asks Adam, what have you done? And if he had repented at that moment, and he said, Lord, I disobeyed you. You told me not to eat the forbidden fruit, and I ate the forbidden fruit. Forgive me, Lord. No, he said, no, it's my wife who made me do that. She made me do it. Right away, not taking responsibility, shifting the blame. And Eve did the same thing. It's the serpent who made me do it. But if Adam and Eve, at that moment when the Father questioned them, had repented for what they did, they would not have been punished and chased out of the Garden of Eden. And death would not have entered into humankind. That's why I say confession can be a matter of life or death. Certainly for our souls. So these are all things that we have to consider. You know, Saint Jerome, one of the doctors of the church, kind of a crusty critter, but anyway, he was doctor of the church, and he went to Bethlehem. He was living in Bethlehem. And he went into the grotto of Bethlehem where Christ was born, into the cave where he was born. And he was doing his work there. And then the Christ child appeared to him. And he said, if I sent somebody to you, Jerome, to ask you for something, what would you give me? Oh, he said, I'd give my virtues and my prayers. Well, he said, I would accept that, but what else could you give me? Well, I could give you my meditations, I could give you my writings, my work like that. And, well, I would accept that, but what else could you give me? Well, he said, I don't know, Lord. He said, what would you want? He says, give me your sins. And so Saint Jerome answered the Christ child, says, why do you want me to give you your sins? He says, so I can carry them. That was the response that he received from Jesus. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us give Jesus our sins. He will take them upon him, and we will be relieved of them. We will have the light from the Holy Spirit to know how we have sinned. We will have an understanding to see where it is that we have to make changes in our life. These things will enlighten us. It will bring peace to us. And I say, dear Lord Jesus, help us to know our sins, the known ones and the unknown ones, the forgotten ones and the ones we remember. Take them upon you, O Lord, that we may have peace in you as only you can give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.